back home on Monday evening from a wee break down the Clyde Coast. And since yesterday morning, I'm trying to catch up on an audiobook timeline that was already pretty massive from my previous holiday and still playing catch up. And after losing 3-4 days, it's I basically went back to square one with playing catch up. So, but however, on the way up through the town just a wee while ago, I came across an audiobook by Sassy Cat. And I felt a bit curious about what she was talking about. And it dawned on me, and it was basically she's reflecting on the fact that Chris, Pilgrim Chris, is basically abandoning all material goods, material, well, not all, but most. It makes me think of that Madonna song, Material World, isn't it? And that's exactly what it is. But it was basically news to me, because as I said, I've been playing catch-up and I've been manipulating my time stream on Downcast to jump about a bit, to be honest with you. I do it now and again. So anyway, I thought, well, what's all this about? So I quickly looked through the timeline until I came across Chris's his original audiobook about what his plans were. And going by Kat's voice, you know, it's mixed emotions from Kat about Chris going. And I can imagine that many people on audiobook will be thinking, what the hell's he doing? He's mad, he's crazy. He's going to give up his home, he's going to give up all the things he's used to, his localities. And he's going to abandon himself to the roads. And I guess probably, as I said, listening to both Chris's and to Kat's audio, and those are only two I've listened to on this, that some people out there will be thinking, you know, just exactly what I said. He needs to think seriously about this. He, what he's doing is going to be a massive challenge, and, you know, maybe he's got it all wrong. And my opinion, I think it's fantastic. I really do. You know, I've known Chris for a while now. In fact, Chris was the guy that got me into audiobook way back. And I have to thank Chris for that. I really do. And we've been in contact by DMs. We've been in contact across the telephone. In fact, Chris is the type of guy that you don't hear from for a while, and then all of a sudden your phone goes and he's on the other end of the line. And while I haven't spoken to Chris, you know, in a one-to-one, as it were, for a wee while now, I think I understand him. I only think I understand him. You notice I said that. How do we really know other people? We only know what we hear. And then we take what we want from what we hear. And we build a persona about that person as we imagine them to be completely and wholly 100%, and yet they most definitely are not. We only get snippets of each other. But to me, what Chris is doing is to me is a fantastic step in his life. I've heard, and most of you all heard about Chris's issues with a failed marriage, a broken marriage, and how that turned sour on him very quickly, and, you know, how upset he was and how that continued to be in his mind. He's had other issues as well. He's had to look after his brother for a long while. I'm not sure if his brother's still with him, but that in itself has been probably become a bit of a burden for Chris. And if Chris is in that position where he feels that there's something pulling him, well, he's called Pilgrim Chris, and most people admit that, you know, going to pilgrimage means that something's, you know, has been tugging at you inside for a long, long while. And Chris did the Camino pilgrimage in Spain. Was it last year, Chris, or the year before? I can't remember now. And to me, when I heard this latest audio, it made me think about that. Was that another step in Chris's life where he felt he didn't just want to do it, he felt he was drawn to do it, that part of his life has to be a pilgrimage, and satisfy that need by a lengthy walk. I think it's 20 odd days to take that. And he went through the joys and the anguish and the pains of doing such a walk. So when I think about what Chris has just said in that audio, I just think, this isn't a whim. This isn't something that he's sad about. This isn't something that he feels being forced upon him and he doesn't really want to do it. What he's doing is, and as far as I take from his audio, he's obviously, you know, drawn to do this. This is something that's been pulling at him and pulling at him. And Kat alluded to the fact that there is sometimes a greater being within us, and you can take what you like from that. Sometimes it's just our inner self. Sometimes we feel it is a greater being. I believe firmly in Chris's. It's a combination of both. I believe it's something between him and his God that has been tugging away and, you know, drawing him to something to change his life, to at least experience a life that is not revolving around a fixed abode, a fixed way of life, and all the material things that goes with that. Chris has been unique in his own self from the very start, I believe. He has never had a computer. He's never had an iPad or a tablet. Chris does everything, does everything on a mobile device, an Android one at that. And he refused, and when you think about this, he refused to be drawn into the Apple gang. Stuck firmly with his Android, and he was honest about that and said, well, why? I don't want to be drawn into this whole Apple thing. And stuck by his guns and had his arguments with various app producers, favouriting Apple over Android. So he's been pretty unique and pretty solo with respect to that, just living his online self, or mobile self, on just a simple mobile device. That in itself is pretty unique nowadays. How many of us could turn around and say we do that? But I honestly feel that I feel great joy, actually, that Chris is going to do this. Yeah, I could say, well, with intrepidation, well, Chris, think about it, you know, really think about this, and, you know, all the drawbacks or all the possible failings if you take to the road. Notice I didn't say take to the streets, take to the roads. But Chris has already said in his audio that he's not cutting himself off. He's going to try and catch up with as many people, his friends, as he calls them, his dear friends on audio view, that he possibly can in the UK and Ireland. So he's not cutting himself off, and he will record audios, travel logs. And think about that. Think about the travel logs we're going to hear from a guy who is travelling around the countryside and relating as much as he can back to us here in material audio land. I just think it's wonderful. I know it's a major step, but having said that, I think Chris is built for us. I think Chris is made for this. I know he has his own doubts, but you would get doubts with a serious move like that. I mean, think about it. When you move home and you've got a happy, content family life, whatever that family life will be, when you can contemplate move home, and when it comes near the time to move home, those doubts nag away at us. Are we doing the right thing? Are we going to the right place? Will it not be as good as what we thought it would be when we made the purchase? And And all these kind of things go through everybody's head. So Chris is going through that just now because his step is even larger than that. But he's moving to a new home. It's just not made of bricks. His new home is going to be on the road. Not in isolation. He'll drop in where he can. He'll camp out. He'll probably do youth hostels, I guess. Wherever he lays his hat. As they say, another song. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. And to me, I just see Chris. You know, as soon as I heard his audio, I pictured him with, you know, his avatar. Have a look at his avatar. You see Chris's back with a backpack on. And it looks as if he's heading away somewhere. And to me, that was a picture that came to my mind right away when I heard his audio, picturing Chris leaving that door of his home, closing the garden gate, assuming he's got one, and heading out. And I just pictured this wonderful guy, a guy who to me is built and made for a pilgrimage such as this. And also in Chris's unique position, first off as being a relatively uncomplicated life, he hasn't a family as such. He has his son, yes, of course, but I think his son will understand all that. But he's in a position where, and bear in mind he's taken this giant step, a giant leap for mankind. I think it is a giant leap. But he's taken that step after weighing up all the facts in his head, in his mind, in his heart and soul. And probably been through some tough times coming to the final decision. But he's in that unique position of being able to walk out the door and leave behind literally an empty house and starting his new life in his new home, travelling about. And I'm sure that Chris will enjoy it. Yeah, he's admitted he doesn't know how long this is going to be, but you don't know till you try. You don't know till you do it. And I think it's a wonderful step. I'm actually very happy for Chris. Once he makes that step out that door, I'm sure he'll be happy on the road. I think he's built for this. And I think if any one of us could do something like this, it's Chris. So, good luck to you, mate. Did I just say mate? I never say mate. That's all those people south of the border has got me to say mate. No. Good luck to you, my friend. I'm sure that once you get started on your travels and enjoy that freedom and your connection with yourself, with the land, with God, and the peace that will bring you, the experiences in life that most of the rest of us, if not all of the rest of us, will never ever have the chance to experience. And sometimes we often feel like walking out and doing something similar, but we very quickly come back to our own reality and forget that big step. It doesn't seem as attractive or as alluring as it would first seem. But I think it's a great step. I admire you, Chris. I really do. I admire the step you're taking. And admire the way you're going about it. And admire the way that you're being so honest with us. Rather than come on and tell us all about your step and how you're looking forward to it, and then you'd be glad to shut that door and get away. But you weren't. You were totally honest about, you know, the tug of war going on inside yourself, within yourself. And not just that, but sharing those feelings with us. Sharing those honest personal feelings with us, bearing a soul, if you like. And I think it's great. I think it's great. I wish you all the very best, Chris. And I look forward to hearing your travels. Loads of selfies. And loads of travelogue. Or what do we call it? Pilgrimage log. I don't know. But whatever. Good luck to you. Another thing that came to mind when I heard Chris's audio was the fact that he knew, obviously, that all of us would be hearing that bit of audio. And I'm quite sure he sat back after posting it up and thought, what is going to be the responses? What are people going to say? Because it's not one of those audio boos that you put up and think, well, someone might respond to it. But I'm not bothered, you know. It's not a great bit of dialogue. And others we put up, and we really like to hear someone say something. Well, I have no doubt when Chris put that audio up that he knew full well he was going to get responses. He tends to do that, you know. He does. He provokes responses. And to me, he provokes it in the nicest way. Yes, he's opinionated, but aren't we all? He's outspoken. We're not all outspoken. But at least the one thing you get with Chris is honesty. Never hides behind anything. He has his say. A spade's a spade, as they say. And there's no grey with Chris. An honest bloke, an honest man, an honest pilgrim. And yeah, I think I've said enough. And I haven't even spoken to Chris yet. This is all new to me, and I just felt that I had to record that, my thoughts on that. That's what I did. And I'll let you hear those thoughts. But I know I never have to speak to Chris. Not, I will rephrase that. Not have to speak to Chris. I will speak to Chris in my own form. And basically tell him just what I'm saying here. So, a pilgrimage, the biggest pilgrimage ever, taken to the road with a backpack, a mobile phone, and some energy drinks. Chris, safe journeys.